Last week we discussed the golden opportunity in regards to the demise, the final days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum that who wants du'as, they should ask now. And Sahaba ikram requested Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for various things, and more of things of akhirat in regards to the weaknesses, iman. Thereafter, the next section, Thursday night, Asr and Maghrib, what do you call it, little Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night. So Asr and Maghrib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam led the congregation, the Salah wa Jama'ah, in the Asr and Maghrib Salahs as well. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was still the Imam till that Thursday night, Lilatul Jumu'ah. The Maghrib Salah, however, was the final Salah in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam led the congregation completely from beginning to the end. So this was the last Salah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam made Imamah from the beginning till the end of the Salatul Maghrib on the night of Jumu'ah, which we call Thursday night. Then the Isha Salah, when the time for Isha Salah on Thursday night drew near, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was feeling extremely weak and sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked his household, have the people performed salah? They replied, no, they are waiting for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed, place water into a tub for me. They did so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed ghusl. Thereafter, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tried to stand up, he fell unconscious. Can you imagine the extreme weakness and the illness and the bimari? And the fikr for salah, still late, Thursday night, Isha Salah, Sahaba Ikram performed Salah, and they were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On recovering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked again, have the people performed Salah? His family replied, no, they are waiting for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again instructed, place water into a tub for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sat and performed ghusl. Here, one point we learned from our Honorable Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Barakatuhu, Mawlana says that as we're reading, we can hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know the hukam, and we know the command of Sharia. The first time we hear the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Hakim Sahib will teach us, rahmatullah alayhi, when we hear the majlis the first time, Allah, we should attach also some words of reverence and respect, Jalla Jalaluhu, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And just as we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first time is wajib to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter, mustahab. At one point over here also, we learn very importantly that when it comes to our English language, as far as possible, Arabicize it. Arabicize the English language, make it Arabic as much as possible. Now what's happening because of the influence of English culture, Western culture, and unfortunately YouTube. So the words also have changed from ulama to scholars, from Rasulullah to Prophet. So we're going and make dua for me, pray for me. Now we don't pray, we make ibadat, we use the Arabic word. Right, make dua for me. Are you going to pray Zuhr? Are you going to perform Zuhr Salah? Try and make it more Arabicized, more simple. Yes, now if it's... And subhanAllah, now we say, okay, we got to use these terms to get to the non-Muslims. But the ajib thing about deen, the amazing thing is that the non-Muslim wants to learn the Arabic words. Every street corner you go, they call you bhai. How many sisters and brothers you got out there? They all call you bhai. And the amazing thing is they all dress like Muslims also. They want to dress like Muslims. So they want to make salam also. As difficult as it is, they still want to make salam to you. But you want to change it. When you say greetings, salam. And Prophet also, at one time Hazrat told us, check the old Oxford dictionary. You will find the definition of Prophet. The first definition, amongst the first ones they have there, soothsayer, magician, fortune teller, Prophet. Right? You know our locals also have a Prophet. So it's a concept. We don't have a prophet. Is that a soothsayer? Is that a fortune teller? Is that a magician? And all these words the kuffar of Makkah used for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. he's a kahin, fortune teller. Sha'ir, he's a poet. And he's this and he's that. And now we're using the same, so to say, a very English good word, prophet. So better they say, use the word, the words that were used for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabiya Allah, the Nabiya Fala, Nabiya Akram, Nabiya Kareem, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Well, these words is a dhikr also, you're getting reward for it. So when it comes to even dua, use the word dua, don't say prayer, pray for me. So make dua for me. Now if we're going to use these terms, even for ulama also, now this whole term scholar, it has a different connotation to it. He's some scholar he is. He's an alim. This word alim comes in Quran Sharif also. أَوَلَمْ يَكُلْ آيَةٌ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ Ulama, the word ulama comes also in Quran Sharif. So why we don't use the words that come in hadith, come in Quran Sharif? Now we're going to become like fancy type of Muslims, and when we get to the kuffar, they must understand. And then they say, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Peace be upon him. Say the Arabic word. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's blessings be upon him. But say the Arabic. And the kuffar will learn it also. And it's like enchanting to them. You want to learn how you say this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our children will learn it also. Otherwise, we'll find the entire Arabic mizaj and temperament and flavor and taste of Sharia. We'll lose it completely. It'll become like an English language. That is why Hazrat Subhanallah is foresight. And he will tell us also that Islam is not a religion. Islam is a way of life. It's a deen. It's a deen of Islam. Because you know when it comes to religion, in today's times, religion is something we think of Christianity, we think of Hinduism, we think, you see these are religions of the world. But you know when it comes to religion, it's confined to a place or time. Certain place now, on a Sabbath, you go to synagogue, that's a religion confined to that day only. Sunday, there's a religion, that's the day they go and pray. Hindus, whenever they go to the temple, ours is not confined to a place, space, or time. Ours, every moment I'm a Muslim. So I don't follow a religion. I am the religion, it's a way of life. I live it, I live this deen. Is that now confined to only in the masjid now? I'm a Muslim, out of the masjid, I'm free. So these are concepts now, you know, from time before a house, totally they're breaking down many, many things. Before we used to have Mr. Chairman, now he became a feminism thing now, chairperson. Don't say chairman, why must be a man? Can be anybody. So many things, totally, totally. They broke it down and we just took it in, not realizing the whole effort behind it. So here we can find from these riwayat, this word Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah. Yes, if you want to translate it, say the Arabic first. Then if you're speaking to a non-Muslim also, you give him da'wat, use the English. Use the Arabic term completely, then translate it for him. So he'll know there's a... And also, very, very important also, we don't use the word God. But we don't have a God. We have Allah. This God is like some entity there. Some entity in some form. Allah is not an entity in some form or shape, confined to a space and time. Allah is beyond all his creations. Space is his creation. Time is the creation of Allah. Nothing can encompass Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah encompasses everything. So Allah is not some God or something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Allah. So when you're translating La ilaha illallah, there's no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. We don't say besides. And you find people now because you know be English besides God. We don't have a God. We don't have a God. We have Allah. So they say, we worship God. Who's your God? But is that some entity or some form? Allah is Allah as He is. So these are concepts, truly how they break down our aqidah, belief, our system, and our mindset. Therefore, we have to come back to the original. You know, bring the entire ummah, the entire world, to the Arabic language as close and as much as possible. Also, important point here, we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here also, only Harun Abbas Umar sahab rahmatullah alayhi, once on Jummah bayan impromptu he gave, speaking about imamat and musallis, etc. So, he clarified the point and he says that the time we find on the masjid board, Isha Salah 7:15, that time is not for the imam. That time is to ensure the musallis are here, waiting for the imam. Not now that the musallis are checking the imam's up busy. Because imam sahib has a right to hold on to the salah to ensure all my musallis are here. The same musallis are late every day. So better I wait for them to come in, then start the salah. That clock now is there to ensure to musallis that you are here on time for salah, then the imam can start the salah. Is that for the imam that? Right, like one person also told the imam sahib to his clock he's making. Imam sahib said, your pressure is high, bhai. Because he's eating his watch, time is up. He said, well, your BP is high. He said, relax, we start namaz just now. What's the rush? Because you're rushing to finish namaz and then sit outside the after. So more time spent in the masjid, niyat of i'tikaf, malaika make dua. Person in that he's intizaru salah, waiting for salah, is equal to as if you are in salah, a malaika making dua for you. Allahumma khfir lahu warhamhu, Allah forgive him. Allah have mercy upon him. So the sahaba radiallahu anhu were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first time Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam took ghusl, prepared to go for Isha Salah on Ridat al-Jumu'ah, the Thursday night, or we call the Friday night, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam tried to stand up after ghusl and he fell unconscious. On recovering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked again, have the people performed Salah? So his family replied, no, they are waiting for you, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again instructed, please water into a tub for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sat and performed ghusl. However, when he tried to stand up, he again fell unconscious. Upon recovering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again asked whether the people have performed salah and again performed ghusl, falling unconscious thereafter. Third time. All this while, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were in the masjid waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead them in Isha salah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam performed the Asr, beginning to the end, performed the Maghrib, beginning to the end, and Isha Salah, three times he fell unconscious. Appointing an Imam, after trying to stand up three times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually said, instruct Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead the Salah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially gave this instruction, so obviously we know he was in the house of the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, so he told her, then instruct your father. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu performed the Salah. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially gave this instruction, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned, Abu Bakr is a very soft-hearted person and cannot hold back his tears. When he recites the Qur'an Majid, he weeps. And thus when he stands in your place on the musalla of imamat, he will not be able to perform the salah. Because he cries profusely. He was very soft-hearted. And those that have been to Madinah Munawwara, may Allah Pak take us over and over again, we know that mihrab is the mihrab of nubuwat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to perform the salah. That is where right now the imam of the haram also performs the salah. Just that the Ottomans, they built their mihrab in such a way that you see how thick that mihrab is also. It's quite thick. So the way they placed it there, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make sajda, Mubarak, head is to touch the ground, that is where they place the mihrab around that area. So when the imam makes sajda, he actually makes sajda on the place when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to put his feet. So like that they kept the respect of that nobody will be able to stand there. But this is where Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also stood and made the imamat. The reason why Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioning this is that she did not want her father to be the first person to lead the salah in place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as people would view this as a bad omen or the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then why is performing it? The Nabi of Allah, has he passed away? So they regard now his imam to be some bad omen. The Nabi of Allah is going to return to the musalla. And she did not want this to be attributed to her father in any way. This is how particular sahaba ikram were, to take care of one another, is that the thoughts of others also. Even our kabir also, how careful they were when it came to covering one another. There was an incident mentioned about Mawlana Shaykhul Islam, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Badni Rahmatul Ali, Mawlana Azghar Rahmatul Ali. They both were ustaz in Darul Umm Diyuban. That time they had ikhtilaf at that time in regards to India and Pakistan, the partition, whether they should be, they shouldn't be. It was a political difference. to the Nashari. Different is more about political, whether we should do have our own country like Pakistan, or just stay in India and do the effort and continue. So it was an ikhtilaf and difference of opinion, political. Nowadays, most of the ikhtilafat that among the ulama are no more political, this is shari'i differences. For 1400 years, more than 1400 years, when the photography video was haram. Now all of a sudden it became jais. When you intermingling was absolutely haram. Brothers know, they don't know, but there's a whole effort right now. Fatwa has come out already that there's no problem with intermingling amongst our certain, so to say, ulama of our country have endorsed it also. That we have women sitting one side and men sitting one side, there's no parada in between. You will not categorize that as intermingling. Is there a problem to stand there and address both the crowds? As long as the men are at one side, women are one side, is that a problem? 1400 years plus, this impermissible. So now the whole Maidan is open right now, and the discussions are taking place. Today another fatwa came out, the whole discussion on really now, what is intermingling, etc. But there's a whole move right now in the world in regards to this type of ulama, so to say. That will destroy this whole grain of Sharia. That way we were so safe, now everything has become this open, free for all. So this is a political difference. So in that time now, it was known to the masses that between these two ulama, they have a big difference in regards to this partition of India and Pakistan. In that time, there was drought. So ulama bin Mashura will go for Salatul Istisqa, Salah for rain. So they went. Mawlana Asghar, Rahmatullah Alayh, he was always the Imam. Shaykh al-Islam will never make Imam at Mawlana Hussein Ahmadi, Rahmatullah Alayh. Salatul Istisqa is over 3 days. So they went the first day, when Asghar Sahib performed the Salah, Salatul Istisqa, made fervent dua, fervent dua. They waited the entire day, no rain came. The next day, again they went out. As normal, the Imam Sahib will perform the Salah, when Asghar Sahib went. And the first day, second day, when Hussain Ahmadi, Rahmatullah, still standing directly behind him, his normal place was. So when Asghar Sahib performed the Salah, fervent dua, cried also, no rain. Third day they went back for Salatul Istisqa. When Azhar Sahib about to stand to the Musalla, Shaykh al-Islam tapped him, let me make the imamat. All got a surprise, what happened today? Shaykh al-Islam went forward. So he went forward, performed the Salah, made fervent dua, no rain. So people said, what? Something very strange happened. So those who were close to Shaykh al-Islam, when Hussain Ahmadi, rahmatullahi, they asked him, Hazrat, today you made the imamat, what happened? So he told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened upon my heart, kashf, that after 3 days of dua, no rain will still come. No rain will still come. So, to protect the honor and respect of Mawlana Asghar, rahmatullah alayh, that if he had to make imamah for 3 days, rain would come, people attribute it to his difference of opinion with me, because he has a difference with you, so Allah Pak is just sending the rain down. So I perform the Salah on the third day, so it's barabar, sawa, sawa, equal. He performed, still rain didn't come. So his respect to his kept, and my weakness is shown. I made dua also, we both are same. To that extent now they were so careful in keeping each other's respect. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam insisted thrice, telling Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that her father must make the imamah. This was Isha Salah on the Thursday night. Even telling Aisha radiallahu anha, you women are like the women in the incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. I will say, ni hamre. Don't listen, I'm telling you. Tell your father. He said, no, you'll cry in the musalla. Tell him to make the imamah. No, but he says, you women are like the women in the incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. What's the point over here? So they mention in the footnote, Zulaykha had gathered the woman. Zulaykha was the wife of Aziz, the minister of Egypt. So Zulaykha had gathered the women that were speaking ill of her for attempting to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam under the pretext of an invitation. So she invited them. Right? They didn't know why she invited them, but she wanted to reveal to them the beauty of Yusuf. She called him in. However, her actual intention was to expose them to his beauty so that they will understand the temptation and excuse her for her action. In the similar manner, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was presenting the excuse and pretext that her father should not lead the salah as he cries a lot. But I know what's your reason behind it. Is that you thinking it to be that he performs the salah, then they'll tribute now a bad omen to him. But you're not saying that. It's all a different story. That her father should not lead the salah as he cries a lot in salah. However, her actual intention was that people should not view him as a bad omen. So she wanted to cover him like that. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam told her that you women are like the women in the incident of Nabi Yusuf Ali Salatu Salam. When the message was delivered to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then due to his soft-heartedness, he turned to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Umar, lead the people in salah. Lead the people in salah. This you find is a habit of Sahaba. Our Kabir have the same habit also. Somebody else is there, but you make the dua. You make the salah. Unless now there's some rules, regulations, protocols, whatever it is. Otherwise, they always hand it over. I said, you make the dua. I said, I won't make the dua. No, you make the dua. So they always hand it over because I'm not fit enough. I don't have that level. You make it. I regard you to be superior to me. This we saw also, subhanAllah, Darul Uloom Zakaria, and they had a jalsa there to 94-95. Qari Siddiq Bandwi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the most senior Khalifa of Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was in the country. Absolutely handsome, beautiful man, Qari Siddiq Sahib. What a Allah wala he was. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahimullah mentioned also, Qiyamah's day, Allah Ta'ala will ask Mahmud, what he brought? He said, I present Qari Siddiq Sahib. Allah brought him. What a wali of Allah he was. So Qari Siddiq Sahib was addressing the Ujma, Darum Zakaria Jalsa. So all were sitting, and he's addressing us, Urdu sitting on a sofa in the front. And all of a sudden, the whole crowd just turned to the left, to the entrance of the masjid. I still remember it, what a moment it was. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah just walked in. Straight back, high topi, white, everything, white, white, white. White socks, white topi, white kurta, and white beard, and his handsomeness, and his awe. Walked to the whole kafla. Qari Siddiq Sahib saw him, and he just stood up, and he sat down behind the chair. Sat down, they actually sat under the chair. Hazrat Qari Siddiq came, then he stood up and he hugged him. And Hazrat Qari Siddiq said, you carry on? He said, bilkul nahi Hazrat, bilkul. He was a guest speaker. He said, never. Even I sat down back behind the chair. Not even on the side also, I remember like behind, almost under he was. He said, you speak. And he put Hazrat Qari Siddiq on the chair. Hazrat Qari Siddiq, ajib. His poetry was ajib. And how he started, I can't remember the exact Urdu word, but he said it was the tamanna. It was the wish and the desire of the heart of the Akhtar to meet the Siddiq of the time. Mm-hmm. Qari Siddiq Sahib. Allah Ta'ala made the mulaqat. And it was ajib majlis, it was subhanAllah, two great walis of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Al-Kabir also had this. So imagine now, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu turned around and said to Umar bin Khattab, Umar, lead the people in salah. However, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu declined and responded, you are more worthy of leading the salah. You are more worthy of leading the salah. Hence Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu led the Isha salah. We know now when salah is dealing, we're looking around now, who's going to make the imamat? Sahaba come and seeing all this now, what they're discussing now. You got now two giants. One is Siddiq Akbar, entire Ummah's Imam put on one side of the scale, and his Imam on one side of the scale outweighed the entire Ummah. And they're saying now, Umar bin Khattab, Umar, you perform the Salah. No, you perform it. We are more worthy of leading the Salah. Hence Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu led the Isha Salah and continued to lead the other Salahs as well during the final days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed life. This was already Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Isha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointing Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the Salah, the people in Salah, as the Imam was a clear indication that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished him to be his successor in leading the Ummah. This was also understood by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Unanimously, they all agreed to it. Your Salah behind him. Hence Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead the people in Salah during his final illness. At that time, I was present, not absent. And I was healthy and well, not sick. Ali is saying this radiallahu anhu. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had wished to appoint me to lead the people in Salah, he could have done so, but he did not appoint me and appointed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, showing you that he was the most worthy one to be the first successor and khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are just happy for that person to lead us in our dunya. That is, in becoming our Khalifa, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were happy with to lead us in our deen by leading us in salah. This is now in regards to the Shias, where they say that Ali was more worthy than everyone to be the first Khalifa. Therefore he clarified it. I was healthy, I wasn't sick, I was present, I wasn't absent, but I wasn't appointed. And we were happy with this imamat also. As for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he was not desirous of this position, and was not eager to acquire power for himself. Hence he requested Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the salah instead. And this was always a ma'mool and the mizaj of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They never wished for any position at all. Hand it over to somebody else. But yes, if Allah ta'ala has given you a certain talent and you are able to fulfill that amanat better than anybody else, then you should do it. Then you should, Shaykh al-Hadith will tell us also, that the ulama that sometimes you're traveling, and he says, now, it's time for salah, now you're standing next to the muazzin, people say, who make the imam? They say, now you're making tawazu, now you're being humble now. It's now the time for you to go in the musalla, because you are an alim, you know your Quran Sharif, now's not the time to have humility now. And then somebody else will go, and now he's not up to standard, he's tajweed, oh he's dressing, oh he's beard. Now you say, hey, look at the guy went forward. Why you didn't go there? Well, sometimes you're sitting in the wuzu khana, carry on making miswak and washing your, who's going to make the imamat? Says, this is your madan. You must go forward. You must fulfill the amanat Allah has given you, the ability. So you must go and fulfill it. Then the joint imamat. So we did the asr maghrib. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the salahs completely. Isha salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't make it. Abu Bakr Siddiq was appointed. Then he came to the next day, Zuhur Salah. This was Thursday. And then Friday. So Abu Bakr Siddiq performed all the Salah. Now on either Saturday or Sunday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt slight relief from his sickness and thus came to the masjid for Zuhur Salah. So either Saturday or Sunday. Taking support on the shoulders of Abbas and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Abbas, his uncle, father's brother, and Ali, his first cousin. So two of the family members came, taking support, holding their shoulders. Due to pain and weakness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not lift his blessed feet and they were trailing on the ground. Like this, now we can imagine, open the door and they, so to say, they assisted him to come, but couldn't even walk also. Just holding them, whatever, they must have held him and they brought him to the masjid like that. The Zuhur Salah was in progress, started already, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was leading the congregation. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming, from the corner of the eye you can see that he was coming directly to his left hand side. He began to move back so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could lead the salah. For Hanafis also, you can take two steps. It won't be regarded as excessive movement. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured towards him to remain where he was in front of the congregation. Don't move. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them to make him sit next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So, if we can visualize it now, most probably on his left hand side. Because he came from the left, Hayya alal Falah side. After he was seated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the salah by reciting the qiraat, etc. It was inaudible. While Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu called out the takbirs. Subhanallah, what a namaz that must have been. So he recited the salah, so like he was, what do you say, like co-imam. So he didn't have the strength enough to make takbir loudly. Abu Bakr would make, so if we can just picture it now, Nabi of Allah is going into ruku, so he'll make Allahu Akbar. Then coming back, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. So like this, he continued. Hence Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was directly following the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the remainder of the congregation followed the takbirs of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So like a mukabbir he was. He was a mukabbir. The final salah in the masjid. This was the final salah. This was either Saturday or Sunday Zuhur salah. This was the final. For which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged. In this salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not lead the congregation from the beginning until the end. Hence the last complete salah which he performed with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was the Maghrib salah on Thursday night. Such was the devotion and commitment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to performing salah wa jama'at in the masjid, that even when his final illness commenced, he continued to come to the masjid for most of the salahs. So the ummah has no excuse. The ummah has a little bit of flu, so I'm knocked out in bed. Knocked out in bed. Alright? So, we can see Sahaba and Nabi Ali, what a high standard they set for us. Even our Kabir also. When Yasab rahimahullah, the Amir of the Bligh, towards the end of his life, he was completely bedridden on the charpai, completely weak. Some mentioned they would carry him with his bed. Now, the India type of bed they make, a charpai. They would carry him to the front saf. Allah's Qudrat, they say he would be lying down. Once Iqama would start and about to finish, all of a sudden he would get a burst of energy. He would stand up himself, perform the entire first salah as normal. After salah, he would fall down again. This is ruhaniyat. This is spiritual strength and obedience to Allah. Allah Ta'ala still gives that lazzat of iman, even at that moment, that ill state of his. It was only on Thursday night when the illness became even more severe and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell unconscious 3 times in trying to go for salah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped coming to the masjid for salah and appointed Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the imam. However, the importance of salah wa jama'ah in the masjid can be further gauged by the fact that as soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt some relief from his illness, he again came to the masjid, even though his weakness was such that he had to be supported by 2 people and could not even lift his feet. In doing so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left no excuse for any male to neglect the salah wa jama'ah in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding and tawfiq that you can see at this juncture of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he still continues salah wa jama'ah. The ummah now is healthy. Masjid, mashallah, carpeted. Aircon is there. Everything is there. But no tawfiq to go for namaz. So how much Christ we have in the heart, ourselves first of all, and therefore the ummah at large. That's how we tell the brothers, for the first time you're going for salah, as you're driving down the road, look to your right, look to the left, and make dua for all the houses. Ya Allah, how can they be sleeping at this moment? They may be in the deep sleep, but in reality, the house is on fire. The house is on fire right now. Therefore, we should have this fikr in our heart also, for our families, our children, our progenies. Therefore, waking up the children also in the morning for Fajr Salah, make this dua. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي وَاللَّهِ make me مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ, a person who will establish Salah, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي and my children also. Make them also those that establish Salah. Salah is the most important thing in the life of a Muslim. This is the difference between kufr and iman. It's salah. Kafir doesn't bow down. Kafir doesn't bow down to Allah. That's why we tell the friends also that if you enjoy salah, then make muraqabah before that. And a person is far from salah, so we tell them, when you perform salah, you come out from ruku, you're going into qoma, now you're going to sajda, and say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm coming. Ya Allah, I'm coming down. I'm coming down happily. Allah, I'm coming down. I'm putting my head down happily. Allah, the day must have come in my life, Ya Allah, where you'll tramp my head when I don't put it down. Then, Ya Allah, if Allah has to tramp our head, who's going to pick us up? You know, when you got a gang fight, we got a fight, and the person got his boot on your head and a gun to your head, he says, now talk. Now talk. We thought you were a big man. Allah Ta'ala does that to us, Ya Allah, we can't stand. Then we finished. Therefore, when you go for salah, and you're going down, like you're diving, Ya Allah, I'm coming happily. Ya Allah, tawfiq from you, I'm coming down nicely, Ya Allah, I'm running away. So Allah Ta'ala give the ummah also that hidayat, and give us also the understanding that for salah, we're happy to perform it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And sahaba, they will start the salah also, not to finish it. They would enjoy it. We start now zikr also to finish it now. 5 minutes, I must finish it. We're timing everything. How long tawaf took you? 20 minutes flat. Inna lillahi. Like now, some racing game it is now. You see. But, you know, eating time, mashallah. How long are we sitting in dastarkhan? Right? That's why Ustaz, you say, have mercy upon your stomachs. How long are you going to sit in dastarkhan? But, we know that. Even in Tarawih, we'll be pushing it, but we know after that the food is rolling. So it's all about the food only. That, alhamdulillah, how much of time you take. Allah Ta'ala give us Sufi to understand, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.